debts.
If I said it gives off Laura Croft vibes, do you take that as a compliment?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so today, Katie was wearing a black turtleneck, like a thin sweater turtleneck, right? And then she had on these like green khakis, almost like short joggers, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And I said, I really like this outfit. I think it looks good. And I stopped myself and I said, all right, I'm going to tell you something that I think is a compliment. And I'm sorry if you don't take it as a compliment. And I said, do you still want me to say it? She said, yeah. Okay. You're giving off Laura Croft vibes. I went upstairs 10 minutes later and she had already changed.
I think you got to hit the right audience for that. And that audience is gamers or people who are alive in the mid-2000s to see the Angelina Jolie Tomb Raider movie.
Maybe that's what the problem was. Maybe Katie just doesn't have a good reference for it. But I liked it. I thought it was a good look. I thought it was, you know, adventurous. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Did she have her hair braided?
She didn't.
Nah.
It would have taken it to the next level. That's why I went to you to get my validation, because Katie was not happy.
Well, I'm glad I could do that for you.
Thank you.
I would have appreciated it. I hope next time you see me, you tell me that.
You know I will. That'll be the first thing that comes out of my mouth. I hope you wear a black turtleneck and a green capris next time we see each other.
Welcome to Big Dad Energy, the journey of parenting and adulting through the eyes of two young dads. I'm your co-host, Joe Lopez, and with me, as always, is my co-dad, the newly naked-faced Jared Szymanski. Jared, what the heck happened?
So this is turned into a great opportunity for content. You can go to our YouTube page at Big Dad Energy Podcast and see what I look like without a beard, because I'll never post real pictures online without a beard. That just is irresponsible, and I never would do that. So Joe, we were up north this past weekend at Katie and the boys' spring break this week.
Yeah.
And so we went up north for a few days and hung out, and I normally trim my beard every 2 weeks on Monday. I'm a regimented person. I do
scheduled.
That very scheduled. And I trim my neck, or I shave my neck every Monday. Well, we didn't come home until Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
So I missed that, and I wasn't going to shave up north because that's just out of routine. I would never do that.
Right.
And then Wednesday morning comes around, I was like, all right, I'm going to shower. And I'm like, oh, I need to shave because I'm like extra, you know, my beard's extra long and things like that. And I was I'd already cut my hair short this last haircut I got. I was like, yeah, I went.
Yeah.
You know, I went short, and I was like, I kind of want to trim the beard shorter than I normally do to see if, like, I like it a little bit better. Like,
oh, no.
Shorter. Well, maybe about 6 months ago, Katie was cleaning out the bathroom and found all the attachments to my beard trimmer. There's like a ton of them, right?
And she's yeah.
Like, do you use any of these? And I was like, no, I use the same trimmer every week for the same like length.
Right.
And she's like, can I get rid of them? I'm like, yeah. I had forgotten this fact. So I went in my drawer, and I use a 5mm when I trim.
Right.
And the only other guard I had on it was a 1mm. I was like, well, it's shorter than I want it to be, but let me give it a try.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was just no beard left. There was just nothing left. So it was so short, and I was like, you know what? Screw it. I just shaved it all off, clean shaved it for a fresh start. Walked out of the bathroom, Kitty goes, what happened? I was like, well, this is me now.
Oh, man, it's odd. It is weird.
Funny enough, it's kind of hard to see on camera. This is, like I said, I shaved, like, Wednesday morning. I already have what I would consider, like, the start
of
a new beard.
Yeah, shut up. Get out of here. You're going to have a new beard in, like, 3 days.
And that was kind of my reasoning. The only thing I had hoped, so Wednesdays are normally our camera on days at work, like when we have meetings.
Okay.
With people in the office, we have to turn our cameras on Wednesdays. It's kind of like my boss is like, hey, we don't need to turn them on all the time, but like Wednesdays when most people are in the office, like try and turn your camera on.
Right.
I just had a hope I could make it through Wednesday without like a camera on meeting. And luckily, because it was spring break, I could. So by like next Wednesday, I'll have the length of beard I wanted to begin with.
Man.
But yeah, it was jarring to see my chin for the first time.
I bet. What did the boys think?
Ben has seen it before, so Ben thought it was kind of funny. Will just stared at me for a long time, like a long time. And I would try and like joke and laugh with him, and he'd like back up and go to Katie. And then he got used to it after a couple hours. So
yeah,
it wasn't too long, but he definitely was not happy when I walked out of the bathroom for the first time.
Oh, that's funny. You know, that happens to me every once in a while, and it's because I have an electric razor, right? A trimmer. But the guard that I use on mine, on the two that I've had, are actually like adjustable guards, so they can go from like 1 to 5 or whatever. The only problem with those is both of the razors I had multiple times, these things have like popped off in the middle of shaving.
Halfway through, yeah.
Yeah. And so then it's like, well, this thing popped off, like I accidentally went and like took a chunk off. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, it's all got to go now.
Now you have to make it even. There's no way to leave, especially in the beard. Like, way back in college when I used to cut hair for all the cheap fraternity guys that we had, if you slip up and like there's a spot on the back of your neck that's a little bit shorter than the rest, like, all right, no big deal. You can't do that in a beard. It's like right
now
front facing all the time. It's so the minute, and maybe like a dingus, but like I also always start on my chin because it's the hardest part to notice if you miss a spot. So, like, if everything else is long, I can see what parts of my chin I missed, right?
Right.
So I just went right up the chin right to begin with, and it was, like, gone. I was like, oh, well, now I definitely have to go. I have this problem that I fight I have a couple different problems. The reason I grow a beard to begin with, as you can see all the razor bumps on my neck, I have terribly sensitive skin. Like, just terribly sensitive skin. And so, it is what it is. I leave my beard long because, like, you can't, again, on camera, terrible podcasting, but, like, I have a line of razor bumps on the top of my chin, the bottom of my lip, and it's super itchy, terrible,
gotcha.
Feels awful. On the flip side, I love the feel of, like, fresh shaven face. I don't know what, just feels so good, to, like, have clean shaven, and maybe it's because I don't have it all the time, right? So like it's
right.
But it is very, very soft, very nice. Also, I've learned that if I ever do switch to clean shaven, I have to shave every morning.
Yeah, you're one of those guys.
Yeah, before I grew a beard in college, I could shave twice a week and get away with it.
Right.
Right. And honestly, even I could have shaved once a week and got away with it because nobody cared. But yeah, there's no way now. It would, if I committed to being clean shaven, I'd have to just wake up and shave every morning. And, that's
right.
How I want to live my life. That is far too much work. So the beard will be coming back.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. I was gonna say your hair looks short. That was gone. There's a whole new you. I thought you were going to tell me something completely different. Just, you know, you're just changing everything.
You know, It's definitely not, I've gotten used to it, right? So, like, looking at me now, I'm not as jarred as I was on Wednesday when I was a completely new person.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a nice way to say this about myself. I carry my weight in my cheeks.
Right.
So, when you have a beard, it's very well hidden, not a big deal. When you don't have a beard, you can definitely see that I have very round cheeks. And so that's not how I want to live my life, being constantly reminded of that.
That's funny. Well, it'll be back soon. and we will love it again.
And the same thing, Katie was also not happy when I cut my hair short. She kept saying before I go in there, don't cut it short, don't cut it short. I'm like, I'm going to. It's spring. I have to see, this is a little middle-aged man talk here. I had to see what my hairline looks like. When you leave it long, it's just kind of like, and I wear hats all the time. You just don't know. And I was like, all right, I have to cut it short. I got to see what the hairline, what I'm working with here. So I can know. And then she got used to it after like a couple hours. She's like, all right, it's not so bad. I'm like, yeah, see?
Yeah.
So the same thing. The beard will grow back. It always does.
It always does.
Even if
it
the hair doesn't, does. The beard will.
Boy, ain't that the truth. I get that.
One day, Joe, we'll see. Maybe the hairline is going faster than I want it to. Maybe I will join you in the bald
beard
combo.
You should just take it off one time and just see, because your hair will grow back. Yeah, like, you have good thick hair for the most part. Like, just take it off, just see.
It is, it's been like a week since my haircut, but like you can see, it's back there. It is back there. So, you say it'll grow back. I worry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It might not. You'll really see where it's losing. Like mine, if I, tip my head down, you can see, in the crown area where the hair definitely doesn't grow back. And that's a depressing thing.
I got one spot in the middle of my head. I can feel it, like that, where the hair is much thinner here than it is the rest of the spot. It's just a little middle-aged man talk we're having here on our dad podcast.
That's why we're here. We're here for the people. We're giving them what they want.
You're absolutely right. So what'd you do this weekend, Joe?
Oh, man. Nothing. I did nothing.
Nice.
I've been cooped in my house for like a month because we've been transitioning to a new office.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of losing it a little bit. It's, right now it's Friday the 29th, and we start transitioning back into the office next week. But I told Kayla, I was like, I need to go find something to do tonight. Like, I got to get out of here. I'm just a little, cooped up. So anyway, this past weekend, Kayla had a baby shower. So her and Cora went to a baby shower, and Gray and I just hung out at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, we did the same thing. We just hung out at home. So not a whole lot. Just chilling,
that living. Sounds nice and peaceful to me. I know it drives you nuts, but it sounds nice and peaceful to me.
Yeah, and we kind of had this... this conversation via Snapchat, but I love you guys, my D&D guys, but I want to hang out with you and not play D&D for once.
Sure. Just hang out. Yeah.
Cause every time we get together, you guys are the core group of friends that I hang out with. And that's all we do is just play Dungeons and Dragons. And that's because I live down here. So, you and Kevin can go grab a beer, on a Wednesday night or something,
Yeah.
I don't have anyone down here where I could be like, hey, let's just go out.
Kevin's going to listen to this and be like, Jared, why don't we grab beers on a Wednesday? Kevin, I'm not going out on a Wednesday night. We can grab a beer on a Friday night, Saturday night. Sure. I'm not grabbing beer on a Wednesday night.
Yeah. So, definitely... So it would be nice. So next week we're going to a football game, which will be great.
Yes.
So just hang out. Just not worry about Dungeons and Dragons and,
all the stuff
taking on
with
things.
It.
Right.
Well, and it's hard too, because it makes our games longer, right? Because we're all trying to catch up and hang out and be around each other. And it's we're focusing on one or the other. We're either focusing on hanging out or focusing on playing. So
yeah.
It's nice
exactly.
to catch up and not do only do one of those things, not both.
Yes, absolutely. So it'll be really good to do that. Luke's very excited to not be there for football.
Man, I hate sports.
Which is very funny. but yeah, that's kind of it. We're just hanging out. This week is my kid's spring break as well. So we've shifted Cora around to a couple places. Grayson had daycare still throughout the week, but my niece Marina came over on Tuesday, and Kayla was like, what will be fun? What would be fun? Well, Marina's 13, and she watches our kids from time to time.
Nice.
And goes to camp with us. She's like, it'd be fun if maybe if we set up the tent in the living room and slept in there. And boy howdy, it was filled up the whole living room.
I was
I'll tell
gonna
you
say,
what
that is Tents are not small.
No, we have a big 8-person pop-up tent.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, filled up the whole living room. It was fun. The kids liked it, but boy, did it. It was kind of a pain putting up and taking down. But yesterday was Thursday. So Wednesday, Marina was still with us. She had stayed the night. And Kayla was like, that was the hardest day we've had with Cora in a long time. Cora was just so like defiant all day and whining and crying. And like it got to the point where that night we went to Aldi to go pick a few things up. Now, Aldi's like a 30-minute drive for us.
Everything's a 30-minute drive for you.
Right. So Cora was like having to fit in the store about like she had already gotten some books that day and some clothes because they went thrifting. She was having this fit in the store where she wanted an umbrella and she wanted Twizzlers. And we were like, you can pick one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, no, I want them both. I was like, I don't. OK, whatever. Get them both. Let's get out of this store. We got in the store or we got in the car and I was like, Cora, you've had a rough day today. Like, you need to start to chill out or we're going to start losing things. And, you know. She got a little bit too sassy, and I said, all right. And I started taking Twizzlers out of the package and throwing them out the car window every time.
Wild.
You know, there was moments where she was, like, super whiny. And, you know, she's 4. She's whiny. She was tired. But, like, very, like, angrily, like, demanding things. And it's like, Cora, you need to be nice. You need to be kind, whatever it may be. I was like, all right, there goes another Twizzler, like, out the window. And then we got home and she had a really rough time and I just like grabbed a handful of them, threw them right in the trash can. I was like, I'm sorry, kid. Like we can't have this right now.
No, it is. Cora and Ben are going through similar like developmental steps. One thing nobody ever tells you about toddlers is that, their developmental steps take longer, which means they're in rough ones longer.
Yeah.
And yeah, Ben's just doesn't understand or chooses not to understand when Katie and I say something that like that's the rule, that's what we have to do.
Yeah,
right. And so he's in this big, I guess some people would call it why phase, and it's he doesn't walk around going why, but he's definitely like questioning everything that's going on, like
for sure.
You know, hey, we can't do that, but I want to, you know. It's like, I understand, man. I get it. I get that you want to be responding to those needs, but like that is not, you can't just climb up on the half wall. And now he's got, you know, he's got Will, who then will also try and climb up on the half wall, who's half as coordinated and Will hurt himself, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so it's a toddlers are not for the faint of heart. I tell you what.
No, this has been really tough. Cora's 4 and this 4-year has been really tough for her and for us, you know. And I just have to keep reminding myself, like, as frustrated as I get, like, okay, she's only 4. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to, sometimes I need to let things slide and like cool myself down. So whenever we have our tiffs, I've been trying to be really good about, if she runs into a room and slams her door, giving her a few minutes and then going in and talking, like, hey, do you want to talk about this? You know, can we have a discussion about what just happened? And sometimes she'll say yes, or sometimes she'll say no, I want to be by myself. And I'm like, okay, then we'll be by ourselves and I'll come check on you again. So it's been a learning experience for me. And then, you know, her just going through all this developmentally, you know, and then the days where she doesn't have a nap versus having a nap. And then the days where she's super active versus not active at all. Like, I can definitely tell all that. But yeah, so that's what we've been up to. It's been quite an exciting time around here.
I'm telling you, it's wild. I think we've talked about this before. Who butts heads in your house? Cora and Kayla, or you and Cora?
We all butt heads, but I would say me and Cora do, because I very much have like a trigger temper, and I shouldn't, and I know that about myself, is that I can get very triggered. Where Kayla, again, being a therapist, has the mindset of like, okay, let's talk through it and see what's going on. But there's moments where, you know, Cora will trigger Kayla. Usually it's like 9:30 at night when Kayla's exhausted and just like Cora's not listening. Where me, it's like, it could be, you know, 3:00 in the afternoon and Cora like throws a bowl or something. I'm like, all right, get out of here. Go live with the squirrels.
It's interesting to hear you talk about that, because I feel like Katie is very similar with Ben, where Ben and I butt heads any time of the day, because, and I, again, similar to you knowing about your temper, I know I cling to order too much, right? Like, as we talked about, I shave at the same time every week. Like, I am a very scheduled person, because that's just how I need to organize my life. If I don't, things feel, you know, too out of place for me. Kids are not structured. They're just not.
No.
And so for Ben, when he does something chaotic, right, that can be a trigger for me, and it won't necessarily be a trigger for Katie. She'll, like, be able to diffuse the situation, or, you know, work through it with him and things like that. But when Katie gets tired, that's when her and Ben start to butt heads a lot more. And for me, I can be able to see those situations and be a little bit more the mediator in it. But it's tough. It's tough. These toddlers are, when the like strong-willed in reference to a toddler is crazy, because that's the only way to describe them. It's like, I want what I want, and you telling me no is not okay, right?
Yeah.
And so it is like just the strength that they have and the ability to ignore what I'm saying at all times drives me insane. Drives me insane, because
they're good at it.
They're so good at it. You'll be like, Ben, don't climb up on the stool because Will doesn't have one. And he just keeps walking straight over to the stool and climbs right up on it.
Yeah.
Like, my guy, I'm in the middle of telling you not to do this, and he is just straight up ignoring me.
Yep. Ooh, it's rough. It's tough. But we keep saying one day we'll get through it.
That's what they say. Maybe when they go to college or move out.
Maybe. Exactly. Exactly. The other day, Grayson saw a ghost in the house. I posted about it on Discord.
Terrifying.
It was crazy. So, like, I could hear him in his room, and I walk in, and he goes, go away, ghost. And I was like, oh, come on now. Like, all right, what's going on, buddy? He goes, dead, ghost, scary. I was like, awesome. Where's the ghost? And, like, he immediately pointed at his closet, and he said, in the closet. I was like, so cool. And and it was like, you know, before that I asked him, I was like, does it look like a mommy? Does it look like a daddy? And he didn't really say. He was just like, it's ghosts, it's spooky ghosts, it's scary ghosts. I'm scared. I was like, oh, okay. And then I asked him, where's the ghost at? And he said, in the closet. And he pointed at it. And I said, is it big or is it little or big? And he said, it's big. And I was like, all right, let's go sleep in my bedroom tonight.
Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. This thing that's in this house.
Joe, honestly, there's nothing I can do to help you with it. Ben, today... he said there was a big guy in mommy and daddy's closet. I was like, oh no. I walked back there and I opened the doors and he goes, it's right there. But he was just pointing to shirts. And I was like, these? He goes, yeah, those are big guys. I was like, oh, thank God, you're just pretending. Okay.
Right.
And then we closed the closet and walked away.
Last night, I was in his room again and he said the same thing. He's like, spooky ghost. And I was like, where at? And he pointed near his dresser. I stood like where he was pointing at, and I said, where's it at? And he pointed right where I was, and I said, is it here? And he said, yeah. I said, what does the ghost look like? And he said, a willow ghost. I was like, it looks like a dog.
Hmm.
And he said, yeah. And I said, like a tall or short? And he said, tall willow. I was like, okay. And I said, what color are his eyes? And he said, yellow. And I said, all right, let's leave.
No
way. Let's just leave this room.
No way. Joe, sell the house. There's too many signs. Sell the house.
Too many signs. One day, when this housing market gets better,
yeah,
we'll think about it.
Tell me about it.
Right now, we'll live with the ghost.
Ugh.
So, let's talk some food.
Let's talk food.
A little bit.
So,
before we get out of here.
I brought up this idea because I was thinking about this the other day. There was a very funny TikTok that Katie sent me. And it starts with somebody on TikTok made something that became a trend about, like, tell me why marriage is hard, right? Like, I don't understand what all these people mean when they say marriage is hard. And somebody stitched it and said, you have to pick food. For you and your partner all the time, every day, three meals a day. You have to pick food that you both like all the time, and it can't be the same food.
Yeah.
And I was like, boy, is that not the absolute crux of what makes, honestly, life in general hard?
Yeah.
If we had the money for a personal chef, I'm sure our stress levels, beyond just having the money for it, but like having a personal chef would make all of our stress levels be close to zero.
Absolutely. My goodness. Yeah. I saw that too. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly it.
And I got to thinking more and more about like the balance of, now that we both have four mouths that eat normal food, that like what they like and don't like what they don't like, how you balance and create, you know, what you guys are going to eat on a regular basis. Especially, it works for you because you cook for the family most of the time. Katie is the cook for our family, so my will be like from my perspective, but Katie's the one that bears most of the work about thinking what we should eat and how to eat. But like, also the other thing about kids is like, you kids need to have like fruits, vegetables, and a main meal every meal, all meals.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's no more. Katie and I sometimes would literally just buy like summer sausage and crackers from Whole Foods and just go home and eat that for dinner. Right? There's no more of that.
Yeah.
Can't have that anymore.
Right.
So just kind of like kicking that off and thinking, I wanted to get, just throw it in the ether, some of the things that your family eats on a regular basis, what your kids like, what they don't like, and things like that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're going to make this quick.
Okay.
Because my kids don't eat shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't eat anything. That's a lie. They do eat, but they only eat the same things. So we have what I call the Lopez special, which is chicken nuggets and french fries. Mm. And while I agree kids do need vegetables and fruit and a main every meal,
potatoes are vegetables.
It doesn't happen in this house because Grayson does not like vegetables at all. Does, like, hates them.
So
where Cora does, like, she likes broccoli and carrots and tomatoes and peas. Like, she likes her vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
She likes her fruit. Grayson loves fruit. So, and I haven't cooked in a long time, like, a big meal, because it's like, I can't, because I'll come home from work, Kayla goes immediately to her work.
Yeah.
Or it's like, I don't want to cook a big meal for Kayla and I, because my kids aren't going to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, the Lopez special, chicken nuggets and french fries with ketchup.
Nice.
Whatever fruit we have around.
Yep.
Thankfully, they are fruit kids, so they'll eat blueberries, strawberries, mangoes, kiwis, whatever it is, they'll eat pineapple. We've been buying a lot of canned pineapple because,
honestly,
I put it in like chicken wraps and on pizzas and stuff, and it's much easier than cutting up a whole pineapple.
I'll be honest. Having fruit kids is great. I also have fruit kids. Terrible for the wallet.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful for the wallet.
Yeah.
Fruits are so much more expensive than vegetables. And on top of that, like, the amount of fruit you like to supplement in meals, the amount of fruit you eat on a regular basis, like, is crazy. So you're just spending money on fruit all the time forever.
Yeah. Yeah. We buy a lot of bags of frozen fruit too.
Yeah.
So we have usually a couple bags of frozen berries, frozen mangoes. Things like that.
My kids will eat them frozen. We get like frozen,
yeah,
like wild blueberries, the little blueberries.
Yeah.
Put them in a little bowl. Both kids will just turn purple with their hands and mouth, but like, they'll eat them frozen. They love it.
Oh, that's cool. So yeah, Lopez special is usually our dinner.
Nice.
And if it's not chicken, so I'm going to run it through this way. Dinner, chicken nuggets, french fries.
Yep.
Spaghetti.
Yep.
Again, this is just for the kids. Most of the time, Kayla and I are eating scraps. Or
whatever's around, yeah.
Small portions of that,
so,
or leftovers.
Let me, from a like tactical standpoint, when you cook dinner, you cook the kids' dinner and then you just eat whatever's left.
Yeah, or if it's something like, if Kayla and I decide we're gonna have chicken wraps that day,
mm-hmm,
then we'll be like, okay, then we'll make chicken nuggets. So it's at least somewhat similar.
Sure.
But for the most part, just based on like our schedules and what we have, like, we will cook meals and then have leftovers for a couple days. But yeah, it's like we're either eating whatever's left over of the kids, or we're eating leftovers from the nights before, or, you know, we eat a really late lunch and just bypass dinner entirely.
Yeah. Yep.
So for us, the chicken nuggets, french fries, spaghetti. The kids like spaghetti.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is a good way to get some vegetables in there, because we can put like frozen spinach or kale, like chopped up really tiny. Or we have a vegetable powder that we put into stuff if we can hide it well enough.
Nice.
Spaghetti. Mac and cheese.
Yep.
And Cora has been into hamburgers. So she'll eat a hamburger.
That's pretty good.
Grayson will not. So hamburgers and cheesy roll-ups. So just a tortilla with cheese heated up and rolled together.
Nice.
It's kind of like the meals that we rotate with these kids. Every once in a while, steak comes up. Like if we're cooking steak and we have steak, Cora will be like, can I try some of that steak? Mm. And we'll give her a couple bites and she'll be like, yeah, okay. So that's like our dinners. Our breakfasts are usually like cereal. They eat a lot of cereal.
Yeah. Yep.
They like cereal, waffles. Cora's a bacon girl, so she'll like eat anytime there's bacon.
Yeah.
And she likes eggs every once in a while, but she's got to want the eggs. Like you can't just make eggs randomly on a Saturday and give them to her. She's got to want the eggs. And pancakes. They like pancakes. So that's kind of like all the meals we go through is like those eight meals, and that's what we rotate through. Yeah. And then, you know, we snack a lot. They snack a lot. So they'll have like crackers or fruits, like organic fruit snacks. Sometimes not organic fruit snacks, just regular fruit snacks.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But when it comes to Kayla and I, at the end of the day, it's just kind of like, you know, we're going to eat whatever scraps are left over, or we've ate leftovers. They like pizza too. So, you know, if we order pizza, we'll have pizza for a couple days. That's kind of like what we go through, which I wish that I could cook a meal and have everybody just eat the same thing.
Right.
It certainly would make life so much easier. And I wish that my kids ate things outside of their comfort zone, or at least would be willing to try.
To try it, yeah.
Because they will not. If it doesn't look right, they won't touch it at all, which is very annoying. So when it comes to you guys, what are your kind of like meals that you rotate through? Do your kids eat everything? That kind of thing.
So we're lucky that our kids are not super picky. I can't even really think of things that the kids don't like on a regular basis, if that makes sense. Like, every now and again, Ben just won't eat dinner because he's too busy and, like, will sit down and play with his food and then leave. But we've had a pretty good, since Ben started eating real food, we kind of were like, okay, we're just going to make our dinner and Ben's going to have our dinner. And we never, luckily he wasn't super picky growing up, or like I say growing up, he's 3 and a half. In
right.
The first like year or so of eating food, he wasn't super picky. And so he got used to just eating whatever we were eating. And Will's the same way. Will is actually, between the two of them, Will's a way better eater. The dude will have a second plate of everything.
Oh, that's good.
So we're really lucky in that facet that like, for the most part, they will eat everything. We do run into this issue where if they don't eat dinner, we don't make like a second dinner or anything like that for them, because we just don't keep that enough of that in the house, if that makes sense, right? Like we don't like chicken nuggets, for example. We'll buy a bag of frozen chicken nuggets every now and again, but like we don't keep it in the house all the time. So if Ben doesn't eat dinner when he's going to bed and he's hungry, we don't have like a something I can just make for him that he'll eat, right?
Yeah.
So what we have are like smoothie popsicles.
Okay.
And so it's like a frozen smoothie that is, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a, you know, the juice ones that come in like a plastic tube, right?
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's a smoothie. And so we keep a bunch of those in the house because the kids will eat those all the time. And they're really good for, like, if they didn't eat dinner, they're still hungry, they want something to eat, then they're not eating like junk. They have, like, these smoothie popsicles. And we found those a few months ago, and they've been super helpful. Ben does, like, on those days that he just doesn't want to eat dinner, whether it's he doesn't like it or whether he's just decided he doesn't want to eat dinner that night, he will eat, like, three fruit pouches. We get, like, the Once Upon a Farm fruit pouches. I would say 40% of our grocery budget every month goes to fruit pouches.
Wow.
It is, I'm telling you, we have to keep the fridge stocked all the time. And like we said, fruit's crazy expensive. These fruit pouches are, I mean, they're like $2 per pouch or $2.50 per pouch, right? They're not cheap, but they're something the kids always eat, right? Like, mm-hmm. There's very rarely ever a time where the kids are like, I don't want a pouch, right? They'll always have one. And so for a snack, for like if Ben didn't eat dinner, at least we know he's having fruits and they come with like vegetables and stuff in them too. At least we know he's eating something that's nutritious, right? So for the most part, our dinners are the same as yours from generally a convenience standpoint, right? Like make a lot of soups, make a lot of chilies. Kind of got into some like the sausages. The kids really like the sausages, so we started like adding those to things like sausage and rice and like or just chicken. We'll make just chicken and rice and things like that. And the kids for the most part will eat that. Ben has to have his covered in barbecue sauce, but as long as it's covered in barbecue sauce, he'll eat it. So
yeah.
So we'll take that. My kids are the opposite. They're egg fanatics. Like
really?
If nothing else fails, we'll keep hard-boiled eggs in the house all the time. Like this morning, each of them had two hard-boiled eggs for breakfast because they were just what they wanted. Ben's in a phase right now. He only wants the egg whites, not the egg yolks, which is hilarious because about a year ago this time, he only wanted the yolks, didn't want the whites.
Oh, really?
No idea why. But they'll always eat eggs, so like that's another like easy, it's breakfast or like, hey, it's 5 o'clock, nobody's eating, everybody's hungry.
Yeah.
Just scramble up some eggs and throw some toast in the toaster and everybody will eat that too. So that's a nice like one for us that we'll have all the time. Mac and cheese, we make quite a bit of mac and cheese, but normally when we make the mac and cheese, we'll do peas, like Katie keeps frozen peas and then puts that in the mac and cheese. And if I'm not, here's where I'm picky. Katie and both boys like canned tuna.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, I have no idea, Joe. I don't get it. I have no idea. I've never, my stepdad used to eat it all the time too. He loved it. I'm like, it just smells terrible. It smells terrible. I don't want it. But they, all three of them will eat it. And so if they make mac and cheese, Katie will put the tuna in the mac and cheese. And so it'll be like tuna, peas, and mac and cheese. And then I'll just eat something different because I'm not going to have that.
Right.
And so we do a lot of pasta too. Pasta is always a good hit. I think it's,
yeah,
it's noodles. It's, you know, the kids can pick them up and eat it with their hands. It's not like, so that for the most part, I would say the hardest part about planning meals, and I'm speaking for Katie on this, but like the hardest part from Katie and I planning meals together has been not that what Ben doesn't like, but more of what Ben just won't eat, right? Because he like, it's not fun enough or it's not interesting enough, right? Like if he just decides that day that like dinner is not interesting to him, he'll just get up and leave. You're like, that's not how dinner works, but you're 3 and a half. So I guess that is, you know, sometimes how dinner works, right? But for the most part, I would say that our meals, we'll make one meal for everybody to eat. And we're lucky enough, especially Will right now, he just will eat whatever you put on the plate in front of him. He's just in that, like, age of whatever is in front of him, he's just going to eat because it's fun and it's exciting. But the hardest part, too, one of the hard parts, too, is that same thing of, like, okay, it can't just be chicken and rice, right? Got to have a vegetable. We probably have to have a fruit on the side. My kids are OCD about the fact that if you give them a plate with like the three compartments, right? Like the one big compartment, the two small compartments,
yeah.
All three of them have to be filled with something different. They have to be different. If it's not different and they're not all filled, Ben will go, Daddy, this part's empty. This part's empty. Daddy, fill this. So we do have to keep that. But it is, we make a pretty concerted effort of like, whatever one person's eating, everybody's eating.
That's good.
And then if Ben doesn't eat it, right, then we either fill him up with like fruits and vegetables throughout the rest of the evening as he gets hungry, because he always does. Like the other night, he didn't eat dinner, and then he went off and played, and then he had like one pouch before bed, and then he woke up at midnight and goes, Daddy, I'm hungry. Like, of course you are. You didn't eat anything. You
right.
ran around and didn't even sit down for 2 seconds, right? So then in the middle of the night, we got to get, you know, maybe another pouch or a snack or something like that, and then go back to bed. So, but that happens very, very rarely. And then for the most part, they'll just sit down and eat. So
that's good. Yeah, my kids just won't. They don't want to sit down and eat. So, yeah, we just scrounge together whatever. We should be better about just making a meal and all eating it. But again, it really depends on the timing of when I get home versus when Kayla has to start with clients and what that looks like. Noodles are a big hit with my kids because, yeah, you can do them so many different ways. So, yes. Like, yeah, spaghetti, mac and cheese, but then they'll also eat, like, Thai, like, pad Thai noodles. So, like, if we make a pad Thai-ish mm-hmm. or, like, a stir fry, we'll do those pad Thai noodles and, you know, Cora will eat some of the chicken in there, and there's usually all the vegetables, and she'll eat those. But yeah, when it comes to like snacking up until bedtime, Cora will eat, like, her snacks are like healthy snacks for the most part. Yeah. She does ask for cookies every once in a while.
Oh my God.
But like
ice cream. Joe, my kids will ask for ice cream at literally any moment.
Oh,
of the
really?
Day. And Will knows how to say ice cream and knows where it comes from.
Yeah.
And walks up in the fridge, ice cream, ice cream. Ice cream, like my guy.
That's
it is
funny.
9 o'clock in the morning. We are not having ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. Grayson always asks for candy. He just walks over to where the candy is and says, "Candy, like, can I have candy?" And I'm like, "No, you can't have candy. You need to go eat your food." But Cora, we have to cut off a vegetable sometimes because she'll just like constantly eat tomatoes or like, you know, oranges.
Tomatoes.
So like,
we get like little mini packs of tomatoes, like cherry tomatoes, right?
Yeah.
And it's really great. And Ben, it's like Ben's favorite meal, like, are these little tomatoes. But he'll sit down and he'll eat the whole package. Just sit down and eat the whole thing. Like, it just costs too much money to be sitting here eating whole packs of tomatoes all the time. We got other food that you can be eating.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have to be like, okay, like, you can't, like, you know, here's five tomatoes. You can't eat any more because it'll hurt your belly.
Yep.
Like, let's move on. Do you want some carrots? Okay, let's have carrots. And then they'll eat shredded cheese just in a cup. We call it sprinkle cheese. So they'll eat some sprinkle cheese. Or Grayson will eat square cheese, like just the like sliced cheese. But yeah, when it comes to those meals, it's really hard for us to have one meal that we all will eat unless it's like pizza.
And that's pizza for us too. If we get pizza, basically everybody will eat because we get, you know, pizza, breadstick, and salad. Somebody will have one of those three things and you know, it's easy to dole it out.
Yeah, so it's nice that your kids like don't really have issues with food, which is good. You know, hopefully one day my kids will get there, but they have yet to not be disgusted by food.
Out of curiosity, before I ask that question, my kids have fallen in love with Baby Bell cheese over the last, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
So Ben picked it up. So Trader Joe's, you can have a little kid cart, right? Like a Ben-sized cart. And Ben pushes that around. And one day we just checked out, and all of a sudden we had Baby Bell cheese, like a little bag of Baby Bell cheese, like five or six of them. I was like, Katie, did you get this? She goes, no, I thought you did. I was like, all right, well, Ben picked it out. And then Ben wanted them. And he like, yeah, I'll eat these. And he started to eat them, and then now he asks for cheese. And then Will asks for cheese.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we'll. And so Katie went to Costco when we got home from up north and got a big bag of Baby Bell cheese. Boys love them. They'll snack on that thing all the time.
Good.
They'll have like three of them, though. So that's not good for digestion. Right. So, but yeah. So my question for you, neither Katie nor I are picky eaters for the most part. I would say Katie's probably a little more picky than I am, but that's mainly from like a food quality standpoint, not necessarily what kind of food it is. Are you and Kayla picky at all, like from taste wise or from like type of food or texture of food?
For me, like mine's pasta. Like I don't really love pasta.
Sure.
So like I'll eat it every once in a while. Kayla's pretty good. Like she's really great at like she'll find something in the fridge. Like even if she doesn't want it, she's gonna eat something. I'm so adverse to leftovers. Like
wild.
I know. And like boy, if I had the money, I'd eat something from a restaurant every day.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know, but
especially with this. Although sometimes it is easier to like just make mac and cheese than it is to go through let's pick a restaurant, let's pick what we're gonna eat, let's pick what sometimes like, all right, I'm just gonna throw mac and cheese in the pot and that'll be it.
Right.
But it is
it's
hard.
It's tough. But as far as me, like, am I picky? I don't like fish. I don't really like noodles. That's kind of like the extent of like what I really don't like, but you know, I am picky in the sense that like I said, Kayla could just go into the fridge and she usually will be, you know, force herself to eat something. I'm like, if there's nothing in there I want to eat, chances are I'm probably just not going to eat. Like
I'll
get a spoonful of peanut butter and call it a day.
My struggles with food is never about like liking or not liking something. It's remembering to eat. I just am not the ADHD in me. Well, sometimes it'll be like I'm not hungry, and then sometimes be like, wow, I'm starving, but always at the wrong time of day. Like always just at the wrong time. Like when I come upstairs from work, because Katie obviously being on a school schedule, now her schedule's a little different because at her new school they start later, get out later, so it's more aligned to like my schedule, which has been a little bit better. But when she was in her other school, her lunch was at 10:45.
Oh my god.
So like she's eating lunch at 10:45, by 3:30 she's starving for dinner, right? Like that's and so like she gets home, immediately starts cooking, dinner's ready at like 4:00, her and the kids eat, and then I come upstairs at 5:00, she's like, you know, I left dinner out for you. I'm like, I literally just finished work. I just need to sit down and not think about anything for a minute.
Yeah. Right?
But she's already eaten and dinner's already being left out. And she's like, by 5:00, she's like ready to clean up, get the night started. And so it's a little bit better now that our schedules are a little more aligned. But yeah, that's mainly our struggle. I would say my struggle is like coming upstairs and trying to eat right away. I just it's not how I interact with food.
So I guess like the moral of the story is like, you know, my kids don't eat great, we don't really eat great, just because the fact that like I don't want to cook a full-blown meal if my kids aren't going to eat it, and it's just going to be a struggle to get them to eat anything. It's just like a pain to cook all these meals and then have to clean up all these meals and then have the kids not eat anything and then just want an apple or whatever it is, which Grayson doesn't even eat apples. He likes to think he wants apples, and then he takes bites and spits them on the floor, and baby bird feeds Willow. It's just a struggle. We really are just like, okay, what do you want? Just figure it out.
Honestly,
we'll figure something out.
The moral of the story is, as long as your kids are getting some kind of fruits and vegetables and are going to bed fed, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Yep. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, they're eating something, their bellies are getting full, they're growing, you know, if they're, you know, their tastes change down the line, hopefully they will for the better. But, you know, Cora's been in a tortilla phase, so she'll just eat a just regular tortilla, just nothing on it, just eat that,
sure,
you know, for a night snack. Last night she ate a burrito sized tortilla.
Nice.
And
honestly, sometimes Ben will go in the fridge and get a slice of bread out and just eat the bread. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, you do you, my guy.
So that's where we're at. Your kids are way more adventurous than mine, which is good.
if I can ever get them to sit down for 2 seconds to actually eat. Yes.
Exactly. Anything else for these folks out there before
let's let them get out of here.
All right. Well, before we go, I'm wearing this beanie, which is one of our beanies.
Check it out on YouTube.
Brunch is a state of mind. That you can get at our new website, BigDadEnergyPod.com. We've got hats, shirts, sweatshirts, onesies, glasses. Like drinking glasses, not glasses. Your face will have to do without Big Dad Energy glasses for right now. Who knows?
Until we get an optometrist to sponsor us.
So go check out BigDadEnergyPod.com. Like I said, we got merch. We also have membership tiers where you can get some pretty cool perks if you sign up for those for monthly memberships. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you. If you haven't, go give us a like, comment, subscribe, rate, and review. And send us an email at BigDadEnergyPod@gmail.com. Like I said, go check out that website.
All of our social links are on the website. You can also get to our website from our Instagram at Big Dad Energy Podcast. There's a little link in the description of our Instagram. So go find us. Go check out our socials. Like, rate, and subscribe. Sure. That's what the YouTubers say. Anyway, speaking of YouTube, I've plugged it like 6 times this episode, but go check out our YouTube. We got all new episodes going up there all the time. Joe and I, as we start to get more traction and stuff like that, are going to start to do live streams. We're going to start playing video games together on there and putting out more content on YouTube. So go find us. Go subscribe. Watch some of our most recent episodes. Give us a like. We appreciate you. So thank you guys so much for listening. Both of us appreciate it. I'm Jared Szymanski.
I'm Joe Lopez.
Remember, click your tongue twice before you.
This has been a production of Planet Ant Podcast, powered by Pinecast.